This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
Show on FUBAR Radio. It is Sunday evening, 6 o'clock, I think. But no, wait, of course it's not Sunday evening, is it? It's actually Saturday evening, and it's a really weird time. It's 25 to 5? That's a weird time.
Yeah.
I don't even know why that's happening. But it's okay. I'm going to be with you. We're going to talk you through this. Sam's wearing a cap backwards, so it's going to be a crazy afternoon, clearly. Right, I've got to address it, Sam. You're wearing a cap backwards. What the hell is that all about?
Why am I not allowed to wear a cap backwards?
I'm not saying you're not allowed. I'm just saying it can't happen without question.
Really? People do this all the time. This is a common thing. My friends will tell you I love a cap backwards. I've been told it suits my face.
I don't think I've ever seen you doing it. Certainly not since we've been doing this show.
Really? Well, we've talked about it on air before. Like the habit that I have of wearing hats.
But you never normally do it in front of me.
And you like it? You don't like
it? No, I do not like it. Why backwards? Why? This is what I don't understand with the cap. Forwards, good. Protects your eyes. It protects your eyes from all your adoring fans as you walk from here to the station that's 5 minutes away. You know, you need that protection. I get that. But wearing the cap backwards, What's that doing for you?
It's a fashion thing, isn't it?
Fashion. What's it doing? Oh, fashion.
I don't know. I like it. I feel...
Do you not think it makes your head, like... Because, like, make your head look weird?
Does it?
Okay, so here's my thinking. So you've got your head, right?
Yes, I have a
head. And on top of that, you've got, like, your little bit of puffy hair on top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I love. You know I love the puffy bit on top.
Thank you.
I would say it's my favourite part of the hair. Okay. Is the puffy bit. But when you wear the cap...
But you don't like the shaved sides,
is that what you're saying? When you wear the cap, it squishes the puffy bit down, so it makes you look a bit like a bald person.
That's right, yeah, because I've got very little hair at the sides.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's fine. Cause
it looks like you've got no hair, and I'm not sure you've got the face for the no hair look.
Well, at some point in my life, that is, I'm going to have no hair, surely.
Not necessarily.
But yeah, but I think so.
You might get that ring that an elderly gent gets. I'm gesturing to you, but obviously you guys can't see what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Where
you get the loop of hair.
Talking about. Yeah.
The elderly gentleman loop of hair.
And you've got a big hole on top of your head.
Yeah. You might get that. Then the cap will be brilliant.
Perfect.
Because there'll
be
hair sticking underneath, and I'll be like, oh, he's got a full head of hair. Good for him.
Well, I think if I was in that situation where, you know, I was losing hair on top, but I still had it round the sides and back.
Comb over?
No, I think I'd get rid. I think I'd go completely bald. Yeah.
You'd just be like, yeah, it's a choice. It's not something that's happened to me. I'm in control of my own follicles.
Well, it's weird that you've talked about this because I'm now, like, I'm 21.
Old man, yeah.
And genuinely, the thought of losing my hair is in my mind all the time.
Is it actually?
All the time.
No, I'm sorry, babe.
No, that's all right. It's fine.
That's quite
There's
funny.
There's a guy at work who's like just... He must be about 26, 27. Mm-hmm. And bless him, he is very close to being too thin.
Yeah.
To keep his hair any longer. And everyone just gives him like banter all the time.
Ooh, hair banter.
But if that was me, I would be in bits.
You just shave it off.
This is it. So I've seen what he's going through. I see these adverts on the tube for like... go to somewhere on Harley Street and
hair
get your hair...
darkening and all of that stuff.
So it's constantly on my mind, losing my hair. Mm. And it's meant that I keep seeing really good-looking bald men. Do you know, like...
Oh, okay. So I'm with you.
Someone is like 40, and they've not just got a skinhead, they're actually bald.
Yeah.
But they look really trendy.
But it's a good look, yeah.
It's a good look, yeah. And I just hope that that can be me. I can embrace the baldness, and the baldness will embrace me.
Is this leading up to you letting me shave your hair off? Is this is going?
No, definitely not. Because I want to keep it as long as I can. I think like any man, we want to keep our hair as long as we can.
So I can't shave your head?
No.
Not even a little bit?
Well, you can do the sides.
Can I do the sides next time you need the sides doing?
Yeah, this was...
You can do my sideburns. I measured my sideburns the other day, and my sideburns are 5 inches long.
Oh, wow.
I'm just pulling them out. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Literally, my sideburns are 5 inches long. So it's shorter than the rest of my hair.
Yeah.
So I have very long hair. But yeah, my sideburns, they're rocking a good five inches there.
Do you think you need to get rid of it?
Well, I don't know, because I normally have my hair down and forward, but now I'm wearing, my hair's up in a ponytail and I've got headphones on. I've just pulled my sideburns out to the side.
You've got whiskers.
And now there's just all this hair coming out to
the
side.
You look like a creature from the Lord of the Rings or something.
Hey, all right now.
No,
like one of the pretty elves, you mean?
Yeah, the pretty
elves. That's what you meant.
I've not seen Lord of the Rings. I really
I don't like it. I couldn't name a single character.
Really?
Yeah, a friend of mine got a tattoo recently of, you know, Tolkien signs his name like in one symbol. Like he has a symbol for his name.
Okay, like his signature, I think.
No, it's like that, but it's more like a crest or something, like a thing. She's got that tattooed on her, and I'm sure she won't mind saying, how can I put this? She has massive tits.
Okay.
Like
natural.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Huge. And the way she's had it done, on her side, so kind of under her armpit, but a little bit lower than that.
And it's like touching side boob, is it?
It's kind of like slightly underside boob.
Okay.
So she's like, oh, I'll show you my tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of, now, because her breasts have got bigger.
Right.
She kind of has
does
to...
Does that happen?
She kind of has to, like, lift them to, like...
To get to the tattoo.
To show you the whole thing.
I didn't know breasts got bigger with age.
Yes, dear. Well, they fluctuate as your weight does.
Okay.
So, like, when I put on weight, the first thing to get bigger is my breasts.
Which isn't a bad thing, is it?
And the thing is, if I gain weight, it goes to bum, breasts and face.
okay. Yeah, I think that's quite
And I get
common.
My little podgy round face, and then it's like, ugh. But then if I lose weight, that means it also comes straight off bum, breasts and face.
So it's like, do you want a fat face and big boobs or skinny face, little boobs? Like,
oh, everyone's dilemma.
That is a dilemma, yeah. I think.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But everyone gets a fat face first. That's not just girls, is it? The fat face is...
That tends to be the first thing for most people.
Absolutely. Like, when we moved to uni, I mean, we didn't go to uni together.
I was going to say, that sounds a bit...
Yeah, sorry.
Togetherness.
But the first thing that happened when we went to uni, you'd see people's, like, I don't know, 3 weeks into freshers, they'd be posting pictures on Facebook, and you think, bloody hell, you've got chubby. Look at that face.
Yeah, there is a thing, because a lot of people, because my weight didn't really change when I started going to uni, because I already, like, drank and ate a lot. Like,
doesn't surprise me.
I already cooked for myself and I already drank loads, so I was used to it.
Like 6 years old,
was it? Yeah, about five and a half. But when people went to uni, it was like, oh my God, alcohol, yeah, kebabs. It's like, mate, I've long been having a kebab. You need to get on board with this. Hurry up.
Yeah.
So my weight's kind of stayed the same, but that's just because I've eaten consistently terribly and drunk a consistently large amount.
How's your weight changed? I can't believe we're doing this on air, but I'm interested, so... I'm going to ask you the question.
Do it.
Since finishing uni and now becoming a master's student,
yes,
and working all summer,
I put on loads of weight.
Did you?
Okay. Loads of weight.
See, I thought you'd lose it because you're constantly on the go, and I know you're eating probably worse for it.
I'm eating worse. That's the problem, though. And because I'm on the go, like, because I'm actually getting up in the morning, I'm having my breakfast, my lunch, and my dinner,
and probably some
snacks,
right,
which I would never normally do. I'd never normally have a chocolate bar. That would never happen. I would never be like, oh, I'll have a chocolate bar. But now it's like, I actually need that energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Twirl, quick, a twirl and a latte, you know. It's horrible. I put on so much weight. No time to go to the gym because I'm so busy.
That's true.
So I go to the gym maybe like once every 3 weeks now.
Which, of course, does nothing.
Which just doesn't count. It's just a waste of my time and
money. No,
it is a waste
of time if you're doing it. Like,
I know, I will start, but I've been saying that for a long time.
Are you paying monthly for a gym then?
My gym membership was my birthday and Christmas present from my parents.
Right, a complete waste of a Christmas present.
Don't tell them that.
Well, no, they know how often you're going, surely.
No. Well, how would they know?
Well, if you go home and you're like, you're not losing any kind of weight, you're not toning up.
Yeah, but my lovely parents, they assume that I do exercise a lot because of the gym membership that they've so kindly bought me.
Right.
But they just assume I'm eating terribly.
Right, fair enough. So
which is also true.
Yeah, it is.
And they're
true.
Like, how are you putting on weight every time you come home? Ah, she's just eating kebabs every day.
Lots of meal deals you have, don't you?
Oh, I love a meal deal.
Yeah.
I love a meal deal. No, it's just the takeaways. They kill me. Absolutely slay me.
How many takeaways are you doing a week then?
Billion.
You've got no time for that.
Easy a billion.
No, seriously.
Well,
of the seven days.
Okay, so let me talk you through it. Okay, so for the. Okay, the past 2 weeks has been really bad.
Okay.
Really, really, really bad. Because in the past 14 days, after tonight, so 14 days, I'll have been out clubbing 9 times.
In 14 days?
That's ridiculous.
That's way too much.
That's not even funny. That's
no, it's not.
That's just stupid.
It's good. Oh, how do you have the money for that?
It's not that expensive in Brighton to go out.
Really? How much is a night?
Like, I could do a night out, because we have a load of booze at the house already. Like, I could do a night out for a tenner.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish I could do that.
So it's fine.
I could...
Because if you get in for, like, free entry,
yeah,
you know, 5 Jager
some
bombs
places
for a fiver, couple quid on cloakroom, couple quid for a kebab, I'm sorted.
I like that's a priority. The kebab is a priority. Not a taxi. Not a taxi home.
Oh, no, I'll walk, mate. As long as I've got
a kebab in hand.
$2.95 to get that kebab wrap at the end of the night, I don't care.
What's on a kebab, then, for you?
On a kebab?
A doner. Is it...
Doner, but it's in a wrap.
Right, that
not
is
open
disgusting.
Pita. It's a wrap. And then, yeah, your onions, your lettuce, your garlic mayo.
I hate doner.
Oh.
It is just the devil's work.
But then, I'm open to everything. The past couple of weeks, I've had Chinese, I've had Indian, I've had fish and chips. I took fish and chips into a pub.
Did you?
Because I went in and I was like, oh, are you still serving food? And they're like, no, we've stopped. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll go somewhere else. And they're like, oh, you can go to the chip shop if you like.
And bring it in.
And bring it in. So we sat there and we stank the place out.
Yeah, someone was eating fish and chips on the tube recently.
Oh, that must have stank on the tube.
Was not on. Yeah, just awful.
Oh, I don't think people should be allowed to eat on the tube.
No, I've always... I think McDonald's particularly should be banned.
Oh, it just wafts. Because obviously I get the train back every Sunday night after the show. Although it's a Saturday for us. It means that there's loads of tired people and we all just want to like maybe get a couple hours kip or something on the train back to Brighton. And there's always someone with a Burger King because Victoria Station has a brilliant Burger King. There's always someone with it sitting there and it stinks, but it's like, oh, it smells so good, but it smells so gross.
Yeah, it's such a weird smell, I think, both Burger King and McDonald's, because if you were to just get a whiff, you'd think that is disgusting. It just smells of grease. But because of what we associate it with...
Because you associate it with the delicious, delicious taste.
It's that bittersweet thing. You just don't know what to make of the
and
smell.
It's really pungent and it lingers.
Oh, God.
And you know the people sitting there, like 9 times out of 10, feel guilty about it.
Definitely.
And you can see them, because I've been that person before, and you're sitting there and you're like,
they're not fully taking it out of the bag, are they?
I'll just eat it really like quickly and quietly in the corner, not really empty out the bag. But the smell's already there, mate. You might as well offer me some fries.
Well, I don't know if you'd do that.
I once shared cake on the way back from this show.
Right, well, let's hear this.
Because this was quite a while ago, but I popped round to see my sister after the show once, and my mum had given her a load of cake to give to me. Lemon drizzle, lovely, all carbon pieces. And I got the train back, and I was like, I'll just share it. Like, otherwise, I'll eat it all.
Right, okay, so talk us through it. Where were you sat on the train? In a four-seater, so a table?
Oh, yeah, I always sit in the four-seater. I was sat in the four-seater, and there was loads of people around me, and it was one of those ones where people were kind of like, not chatting, but you know when you make the odd comment to someone.
On the train, see, this would not be me at all.
Oh, like, I'm that person.
I know that goes on.
You know I'm that kind of person, though. That's the problem.
I'm the kind of guy who has earphones in even when there's nothing playing. I just don't want conversation.
So, bellend, that's what you are.
Yeah, but I will do a whole... My commute now is about 30 minutes.
Okay.
I will put my headphones in, right? And then as soon as I lose 3G, 4G as I get onto the tube... They stay in all the way to work, playing nothing.
God, playing nothing. That's horrible. That's a horrible way to live your life.
Well, people in London don't speak to each other, do they?
Well, you could. I do.
Doesn't happen.
I always chat to people.
Well, you're a better person than me.
No, they probably just think I'm crazy.
I think we're going to have some of your tales from the train. More of them later in the show. Is that right?
Yeah, we can do.
Right, I think from what I've heard, it's good.
Tales from the train.
But this is going to be news for me and for you at home as well. Lucy's Tales from the Train coming up. You're also going to do a waxing lyrical for us, Luce.
Oh, God, I'm actually really scared about it.
Who is it we're calling today?
We are calling my friend Freddie Cocker, who is a friend that I used to live with at university. Haven't seen him for ages. And then he came around for lunch yesterday.
Very nice.
Catch up. So if I call him, he'll be like, oh, yeah, keeping in touch. This is nice. Oh, my God. And
how do we know he's free? Because we're going to do this live, so it's rare that we'll do Waxing Lyrical live.
I have sent a message to my other friend.
Yes.
Asking her to subtly find out if he's free and what he's up to and if he's near his phone.
Perfect. So we'll give this a go. If it goes wrong, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, what does radio mean to life?
Jesus, Sam.
It doesn't mean anything, does it?
Are you all right, mate?
Well, no, I'm not all right. You know I'm not all right. We'll get to that in a bit.
Right, but we'll talk to that later. I didn't want to open with a downer.
Sorry. Trying to think what else got going on the show. I'm going to try and do a new news feature.
New news!
We're going to call it the 8 o'clock news, so that'll be like on the hour.
Have you got a jingle, or do you need me to do one on the spot?
No, you can do one on the spot. So it's the 8 o'clock news we're going to call it.
The 8 o'clock news! It's new news.
Perfect. So we'll get to that in about 50 minutes time. We're also going to do our new feature, and finally, where basically we look at some of the stories this week that have been making news presenters and radio presenters say, and finally, you know those quirky stories, aren't they, Luce?
And weird stories. And finally, a girl learned how to skateboard today.
Exactly. So we thought we'd use that little line, put it at the end of our show, then it works. And finally, and I've got something really good to play, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. Some great audio from Down Under, from Australia, that I discovered when doing my And Finally research.
Brilliant.
So expect that, I would say, about 7:45 tonight. Something like that. Other than that, what else got loose? Sports report?
Sports report! It's an exciting one today.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's Sunday, so last night there was the rugby and the football, wasn't it?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you all about it.
But remember, this is actually... Sorry, but it's a Saturday, isn't it? It's a Saturday. Okay.
Thank you.
Trying to think. And I've got a new favourite TV show that I've asked Lucy to do a review, because I can't imagine it's your sort of thing, Luce, but we'll get to that. You're not a fan? Okay. Anyway, all that and loads... Man, there's nothing else. Nothing at all else. But let's get to our first feature on Naughty Naughty's tune. And can I be honest with you?
Yes.
I feel like death. But if there is one record, right, that can lift my spirit, a record that came out 10 years ago to this month, can you believe that? The greatest album, in my opinion, ever written. Can I say that?
It would certainly be in my top 10 albums ever written.
It's very good, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, fantastic.
Not my cup of tea at all musically, but these guys are incredible. Just listen to that intro. So big. If you're feeling like crap today, this should sort you out. Like, it's going some way to sorting my head out, and I certainly need it. Sam and Lucy with you until 8 o'clock this evening. This is Fubar Radio, and these are the Arctic Monkeys. Monkeys from 2005. That is I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor, from, as we say, one of the best albums ever penned by anybody.
I don't know why I thought you were just going to say Peng.
What, a Peng album? I'm not going to describe it as Peng.
Peng-a-leng.
No, I don't say things like that.
Peng. What, do you say any words like that?
Not really, no. Nothing. I'm quite posh, aren't I?
Posh?
No, I realised this week I'm not at all posh, because I listened back to our show, right?
Right. Don't say the C word. I'm just preempting you. Don't say the C word.
You can't say that word, can you not?
Not the C word.
Right, okay, but the word I text you this week, you don't want me to say.
Don't say it.
Common.
That's not the word you said.
I can say common.
Yeah.
I can describe myself as common.
Yeah, that's not the word you said, but okay, fine.
Well, no, it sounds like I haven't called myself a C word. Like, why would I do that? I didn't text you in the week.
You said that your voice sounds chavvy.
Yes, and do you not like that word?
I don't know.
Okay, what's your thoughts?
Oh, do what you like.
Okay, common then. Basically, I was listening to back to the show this week, and I just... was shocked to hear how common I sound.
Let's go back to chavvy.
Fine, chavvy.
These are like all bad. Okay. But I don't think...
What I'm saying about myself, though...
So your voice... actually, someone said to me, because I said, oh God, what was I thinking? Oh yeah, so my friend that we're going to call later, Freddie, he was like, oh, you should come for a night out in London soon.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, actually, I've been talking about going for a night out with my friend Sam, who I do my radio show with, because we're actually going to try and be friends.
Yeah, like, it's a new thing, but we're going to give it a go.
It's a new thing for us. We never see each other outside of these four walls, but we're going to try it. We're going to try it out. Because he suggested, he was like, sometime in October. And I was like, oh, I might be going out in London then anyway. And I went, oh, Sam, is that the Northern lad?
And there you go.
And I was like, yeah, yeah. And he's like, where's he from? Like Leeds or something. And I was about to say Stoke. And he just went, hey, oh, I'm Sam Hot. And
right.
I was like, and I just went, mate, honestly, that's exactly what he sounds like.
There
and
you go. That's
like,
how.
Oh, is he proper Northern? Is he?
Is that how I should?
He did a whole impression of you. It's really funny. I was like, have you ever listened to the show?
And had he ever listened to the show?
Not for a long time.
So how does he know what my voice sounds like then?
Well, he did listen to it a long time ago, but clearly in his mind, he remembered you as being, you know, a flat cap, whippet, walking,
okay,
Northern stereotype.
None of that is true.
You don't even have a whippet.
No, I don't. I've got mum and dad, I've got a dog, but it's like one of those like handbag dogs.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Paris Hilton would quite have that dog, but it's in that realm. I don't know what it's called.
A little lap dog.
Well, I know what it's called. It's called Buzz, but I don't
Buzz?
Know. It's called Buzz.
Buzz.
He buzzes around.
Buzz. You mean Buzz?
Buzz.
Buzz.
Anyway, doesn't matter what the dog's called, really, does it? Because at the end of the day, nothing really matters.
Mate, you're so down.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
I've done it.
You look like you're going to cry.
I'm not in an okay place today. Really not.
Sam.
We have just moved into our house, as you know.
Yeah, well done. Congrats.
Thank you very much. So last night was our kind of first time having people round. So friends came over for pre-drinks. Yeah, look.
Cheese and wine.
Not quite. More like One Direction and I'm trying to think, like gin and tonic we were drinking.
So you didn't have Joni Mitchell on LP playing with some fine wines and cheeses?
I don't think I could do that if I tried.
You shook me.
Imagine, right, if I invited people around and I attempted to do that, they'd be like,
I would love that. I would pay to see that. I'd pay to be a fly on the wall with you doing that.
And there's no way.
What, you guys aren't into Joni Mitchell? You guys are crazy.
We had some ready salted crisps and burnt pizza.
Oh, that's good of you.
Yeah, I thought I'd put a bit of a spread on.
That's always a wild party when there are crisps on offer.
Yeah, and just a bit Craig David. So, I think on the whole...
You know I said I was going to come on a night out with you?
Yeah.
If that's what pre-drinks entail...
What? You don't like Craig David?
No.
What, Daniel Bedingfield? Boom, boom, boom. You don't like that stuff?
I think I prefer 1D to them.
Okay, well, we can have 1D. There's plenty of that going on in the house.
1D's okay, and I like burnt pizza, so... Yeah.
And I'm very generous.
Yeah?
Really generous.
In what sense?
I tend to like... Well, yesterday I bought everyone's alcohol, stupidly.
What?
Right, it's an awful habit I've got, Luce. An awful, terrible habit.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, every time I have a drink, I seem to think I've got rich.
Literally, this is my problem. Do you get rounds in, or do you... What do you do?
Basically, I'm just like, put it on my car, put it on... Like it's thing. They all know my PIN now. Now all my friends know my PIN, because I'm constantly doing it.
Yeah.
I've got two friends that owe me about £50 each. They know I'm too soft. I'm never going to get
it back.
You're
just not going to get it back from them.
No.
I have a really bad habit of getting rounds in, particularly getting shots in. So I'll get a round of shots in, mm-hmm, and then I'll feel bad because obviously everyone's like, oh, that was horrible. So then I get them normal drinks.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I get you. I'm like, what's that? Three beers and three vodka cokes on it. And then obviously once you've got like 10 shots and 10 drinks in.
It's a lot of money,
that's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
And then I'm just standing there at the end of the night with my kebab, like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
I could have had a large if I'd...
I could have got chips with it.
Chips and cheese,
if I hadn't got that round in. No.
Yeah, but that's what I was doing last night. A lot of that. A lot of buying drinks for the people.
Oh, Sam. Are you going to be like that when I go on a night out with you?
Probably, yeah.
Or we're both going to be bad and everyone's just going to end up with mountains of drinks because we'll both be buying everyone so many drinks.
And then the next day we'll wonder why our credit cards have been maxed out.
I'll be on the settee in your house just weeping at the fact I have no money.
No settee.
You don't have a settee?
No, it pulls out into a bed. It's a sofa bed.
Ah, so I'll have an actual sofa bed to sleep on. Ah,
help yourself, it's absolutely
exciting.
Fine.
This is exciting, thanks.
Yeah, it's a nice little house, actually.
I
came home yesterday, mm-hmm, and my flatmate had Friday afternoon off, and she spent all afternoon, bless her, tidying it up, because she knew we were going to be hosting people. And I thought, you know when you walk into a place and you think, bloody hell, I did not leave it like this. Like, this is a nice house, why can't it be like this all the time? Then I did something really stupid.
What?
I trimmed. my... Well, first of all, I had a haircut. So there was like...
Which I could tell you'd had a haircut, but it's covered with a hat, so I can't see what you've had done.
It's just a normal haircut, really.
Okay.
So there was like bits of hair, obviously, in my hair, if that makes sense, when I got home last night.
Why didn't they brush it off?
They do a bit, but you can't get it all out. And then I decided to shave my chest. This was yesterday. So I came home, shaved my chest, with all the hair falling out of my hair, and just got crap all over the bathroom. When I say crap, I mean hair. I mean, just hair everywhere. And my flatmate had... Bless Georgia had to go up to me and say, Sam, I think you need to go back into the bathroom because your pubes are everywhere. And I don't know why I just took...
She must have thought you had so many pubes.
I don't know what she must have thought. But I thought I'd do everything in one go.
Hang on.
There was armpit hair.
I have so many questions.
Why? What's there to ask?
Okay, you shave your chest?
Yeah, because...
Why do you shave your chest?
My chest is like pathetic.
That's so funny.
No, because it's not like a thick rug.
Oh, God.
It's not a good look when I've got a hairy chest.
Why?
Because
what's wrong with a hairy chest?
I'm trying to... You know some blokes, right, desperately try to grow a beard?
And they just get patchy beard.
Right. So
do
I
you
got
get
the
patchy chest?
Patchy chest. Just like random hairs.
Yeah, so I think, but you're still young. Like, it'll happen, mate.
No, I think it's 21. That's... They always say that this is it. This is you now. This is what I'm stuck with.
Oh, don't say that.
This is what I'm stuck with now.
No, please, that's depressing. I don't want to be stuck with this. We're going to change, right? We've still got growing up to do.
No, there's no changing.
Oh, God.
And you're past your peak anyway.
I am past my peak.
Girls apparently peak at 19, looks-wise.
Great.
So you're 2 years down the line. I've got till 30.
I think facially, definitely the peak's gone.
Do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Was there a time you were like, do you know what, that face is all right?
That face is nice. When I was like... 18?
18, you're like,
that's
like
a nice
face.
But now it's just gone a bit... It's very round, my face.
It is round, yeah.
It's but like you could roll it down a hill.
Your head, yeah. I could roll your head down a hill.
No,
in fact, I think it is perfectly round.
It's a perfectly round face. So yeah, my hair's tied up today, so you can see how completely round it is. Normally the hair hides
it. I don't
know
if I've ever seen a head like it.
It's
I'm
horrible,
never going to be able
it?
To look at you the same
it's
way
horrible.
Again.
It's horrible. I'm like a moon.
Like a Teletubby.
More importantly, so you shaved your chest.
Yes.
And your head.
Yeah.
And
armpit.
Your armpits.
Yeah.
Shave them
like
clean
trim.
Off.
Trim.
Trim. You trim your armpits.
Yeah.
And
because people tell me off when I've got armpit hair sticking out my T-shirt.
Because, yeah, that is rubbish.
Yeah. So this is it. I've been trained to trim.
And down... Under?
Yeah, there was a bit of trimmage. Yeah, those.
Legs? Do you shave your legs?
No, don't shave my legs.
Why didn't you shave your legs?
Because I like hairy legs.
Okay.
So, no, I think both of my legs and my arms, I'm quite happy with that hair. Mm-hmm. It's just the chest where it's like, I still look like a 13-year-old boy.
This is hilarious because I actually shaved my legs yesterday.
Right.
And I hadn't shaved them in a long time. A long time. And it took me about 25 minutes just to shave my legs.
And were your legs in pieces afterwards?
I can imagine us just both in our respective houses, just trying to because we both
maybe
have
we can FaceTime
we
next
both
time.
Have very dark, thick hair, so just spending ages and ages shaving.
Yeah, I had to. Once Georgia saw the state of the bathroom, which
she
just
have been
cleaned,
so angry.
She just went, "I think you need to go back in there. Your pubes are everywhere." And I had to go
horrible
wait for it to
boy.
Dry. Wait for it like the because I'd had a shower as well, obviously, so yeah. It was all steamed up. I had to wait for that to go and then get a dustpan and brush.
Jeez.
And then
she
I
must have been so annoyed at you.
Well, I think she's kind of used to it now.
Oh, that's horrible. She shouldn't
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I don't. But what I did, because I was so embarrassed, you know when you... A bit like me telling this story on air, because I was quite embarrassed at it at the time, being told I need to go clean up my pubes, I then decided to tell everyone. As we gave,
so you controlled the story?
Yeah, exactly. So as we were doing like the tours of the house, because people had just come into our house for the first time, we'd get to the bathroom and be like, oh yeah, I've just cleaned up my pubes from there. It may look clean, but this is my doing because...
This is ex-pube.
This is it, 45 minutes ago.
Post-pube.
You couldn't see the floor for pubes.
Mm-hmm. But everybody loved that.
Yeah, no, Erin, my friend, wasn't impressed.
You promise, if I come stay with you...
There won't be pubes on the floor, there will.
It'll be pube-free.
Okay, I can promise that. But hang on, if you also got dark hair, you should be used to, it being hairy everywhere.
I clean up my pubes, mate.
Yeah, it's a waste of time, isn't it?
What, cleaning up pubes?
Yeah, it's all natural.
Well, you just want to leave it there, a carpet of pubes.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, nothing really matters in life.
Oh my God, cheer up!
Doesn't though, does it?
Oh, you need to cheer up, mate.
I do, yeah. There's an elephant in the room, isn't there? The fact that I am so down.
Yeah,
I think we tackle that in a second.
Okay.
I'm going to play a song, try and get a bit more upbeat.
Come on, cheer up, babe.
Thanks, mate. And then we'll tackle it. We can tackle this big elephant in the room, which is my sadness.
Okay, I'm going to go look in the mirror and see how brown my face is.
Listen about your love. This is about the lies that we've been told. This ain't about your freedom. This is about the future that's unknown. This ain't about forgiveness. This is about the light between my bones. This ain't about your sanity. This is about the things you think you know. For every time I fell down to my knees, oh, this is with us. For every time I shed my blood and tears, oh, this is redemption. So Jericho is coming down. We're gonna burn it down, down, down. For every time I lost my voice, oh Lord, oh, this is redemption. So this is redemption. So this is redemption. So this is redemption.
Jacob Banks, Distortion. That one is called Redemption. It's Football Radio, Sam and Lucy with you until 8 o'clock on your Sunday evening. I hope you're well. Enjoyed your weekend. I haven't, because I am just ruining Friday night.
Your own fault.
My own fault, yeah.
I had a wonderful Friday night.
Did you?
Girls night out, brilliant. Couple of drinks, not too heavy, because I knew I was pre-recording today.
Yep.
Back home in bed at 2, which, you know, pretty sensible for an evening record. You, however.
Yeah, I mean, that was my plan. That was my plan, to take it easy. And it just didn't happen. I've got friends that are bad influences.
You mean you're weak-willed?
Very weak-willed, yes. Yeah, that's why everything's paid for on my card.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I also think, Luce, that it didn't help that I went out in the week. So when
you went out in the week?
This is rare for me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Normally in bed by 10.
The inflection of shock.
I went out to a Duke Dumont gig on Wednesday night.
Oh, was it good?
It was okay. Can I be honest with you? I'd rather have seen him DJ.
Okay.
The difference being, it's a live show, so although he's effectively just a producer and DJ, uh-huh. he's got to look like he's got a band and everything.
Uh-huh.
And what he... Like, if you went to see a DJ play, they tend to play their big hits amongst other people's big hits. Is that about right?
Yes.
They just, you know, their favourite songs produced by other people with their best songs. That's what happens in a DJ set. What he did was his biggest tracks, and then in the gaps were album tracks that no one had heard before.
Right.
So it just didn't quite work for me.
Okay. See, I don't know if it was actually bad or whether you're just down on everything at the moment.
No, I honestly, because the night got better, actually, once I left Dutremont.
Uh-huh.
Because I've got a new favourite TV show. Bearing in mind, I'd had a few drinks.
Okay.
I'd say about 5 pints.
Okay.
It's about 11 o'clock at night. I come home and the best television show possible for being like hungover / drunk just happened to be on Channel 4.
Right.
Wednesday night, 11 o'clock-ish. That show, you may have seen it. If not, I highly recommend that you take the time, head over to 4OD.
Yeah, get straight on it.
What, hang on, what, are you getting down on Blink TV? Or Blink, is it?
Blink.
It's just Blink, isn't it?
It's just Blink.
I want it to be called Blink TV because it makes it sound worse.
It's just called Blink.
It's just called Blink, yeah. So this is when I got home on Wednesday evening with a chicken burger in hand.
Brilliant, nice.
This is what I saw / heard.
Welcome to Blink, the fastest quiz show on the planet. Blink and you'll miss it. This is the quiz that doesn't just test your knowledge, it tests the speed and power of your amazing brain.
Sounds good already, doesn't it?
Hello, contestant number one.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Joel Patrick Domett.
Formerly of this parish.
What do you do?
I'm a stand-up comedian.
What's your favourite seven-piece band from the 90s?
S Club 7.
How many birds live in your beard?
One.
You get the idea. Basically, two celebrities in a box room. That's it.
Imagine Snog, Marry, Avoid. Imagine the pod in Snog, Marry, Avoid. It's that kind of
thing. Very small room.
Similar voice and music and stuff, you know. It's that kind of style.
So Joel Domett there, comedian.
Who is actually, from everything I am about to say in a minute, just assume that I love Joel Domett and think he's wonderful and a fantastic comedian.
Good.
Because I do.
He was paired alongside Bradley.
Who also, Bradley from S Club 7.
Yes.
Oh my God. He was my first love.
Which is nice to hear. How old are we talking?
Like, maybe like 8, 9.
Right.
8, 9, 10.
Okay.
That kind of age. So when S Club 7 were at their peak, and obviously they were my favourite band, because my favourites were S Club 7 and Marvin Gaye.
Right, quite eclectic.
I know, I was a cool kid. And yeah, S Club 7, I remember being in love with Bradley and actually cutting out a picture of Bradley, sticking it, because I had some like pink furry stuff in my arts box, cutting out a pink heart, sticking him on it, and then finding a bit of gold card, sticking that on it, and then writing Mrs. Lucy Bradley.
Mrs. Lucy
Bradley. Because even then, I didn't know his surname, and I still don't.
No one knows his surname. He's just Bradley S Club.
And so it's Mrs. Lucy Bradley, and I hid it under my pillow so no one would see.
And did anyone ever...
I think I kind of wanted someone to see, though.
Yeah, because I think when you're that age, you do kind of test the water with things.
Exactly.
You want your mum to know who you fancy so you can get her approval, even though you're never going to end up with Cheryl Cole or whoever.
I don't know. Me and Bradley, I've got a chance.
I think you have now, definitely.
Yeah, maybe not then. Hopefully not then.
Because I think Bradley now like does personal appearances at the type of clubs you go to.
Bradley was in Brighton on Wednesday.
This doesn't surprise me.
Bradley was in Brighton on Wednesday.
As part of S Club 3?
At Prism.
Okay, yeah, I know Prism.
Which, previously known as Oshie's, full name Oceana.
Yeah.
For the fans.
They're taking over, aren't they, Prism?
Which is a club that I do not go to.
Well, you say that.
I don't. It's not my kind of club normally.
Hang on, it's the type of commercial music you love.
Right up my street.
Jaeger Bombs 250. This is perfect for you, Lucy.
I'm not a fan of that kind of club. I prefer something a bit...
Don't say classy, because you haven't got a bit of class in you.
I was just going to say better.
Better, okay.
But yeah, S Club 3 were there, and I was going to go, but I was too ill and tired on Wednesday.
So. But this is your first love you're talking about.
I know, and I missed it. But when you said, watch this Blink show, I was like, okay, I'll give it a watch. And I saw the description, and it was like, oh, music quiz.
Yes.
Brilliant. There is a hole in everyone's life now Buzzcocks has gotten.
Of course.
Even if people didn't watch it regularly, everyone knows, it was amazing as a thing.
It's an institution.
Like, as an entire piece of work, body of work, it was incredible. And I was like, oh, okay, music quiz, actually, I'd love that. That'd be brilliant. What the hell, Sam?
Yeah, so I think you've written a review, haven't you? Because I knew it wouldn't be for you.
Yes.
Despite it being the best thing on TV for me at the
and
moment.
And despite me loving both music and quizzes and Bradley and Joel Dommett.
Yes, we'll get to your review. What I'll do is set the scene. So you've got Bradley there from S Club fame, Joel Dommett from FUBAR fame, MTV fame, everything else. Stand-up fame. What else do you do?
Joel.
He's funny. He's a funny guy.
Occasional panel show.
Yeah, definitely.
He's a stand-up comedian. That's his
famously good-looking as well, which isn't a bad thing to be famous for.
I saw him up in Edinburgh, actually.
Yeah.
Because I'd always seen pictures and been like, yeah, sure, fine. But seeing him in the flesh, I was actually like, oh, no, okay, you are really good-looking.
Yeah, he's nice to look at. Yeah. I can appreciate that.
And I was sitting near the front, but unfortunately the gig that I went to was Comedy in the Dark, where they do all their sets in pitch black.
Oh, okay.
So I couldn't even make the item.
And is it difficult, that? Because I imagine part of comedy is, like, facial expressions.
Yeah, it was really difficult, but obviously that also meant they could use it, like, there's some easy jokes there, if you're in pitch black.
Like what?
Are we going to do this, or are we going to talk about Blink?
We're going to talk about Blink?
Yes.
Thank you. We can talk about this another time.
Yeah, that's a whole nother kettle of fish. Because I could do a review of that.
No, I want your review of Blink.
Okay, great.
So you've got Joel there, you've got Bradley there. They're sitting in a box room with a TV.
That sounds great so far. That sounds like my dream Wednesday evening so far.
Exactly. The TV doesn't play anything really other than clips of music videos.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes the questions about those music videos are as simple as name the singer and the song.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a quick, like a second flash of a music video. You've got to work out who it is and what they're singing. Other times they're like, oh, what colour is Rihanna's umbrella? You know what I mean? If they show. So there's varying rounds, all based upon the fact you see a short clip of a music video. It's amazing. If you're into who is into pop music? Everyone likes it's popular music. Everyone likes pop music. It's the perfect thing. You play along with it, but also you've got Joel Dommett there and Bradley off S Club making you laugh. It's just the best thing ever. I didn't think you'd agree with me though, Luce. So I got you to write a little bit of a review about it. Have you got it? Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay. We normally do film reviews, so I haven't got quite the appropriate music for television, but we'll roll with it anyway.
This week's films, I...
No, that's not, is it? What's that?
I don't know. Press it again. What is it?
This week's films, I have not seen. Under the Skin, Jonathan Glazer has...
This is... Danielle Ward. That's Danielle Ward.
Possibly, yeah.
Well, it certainly sounded like Danielle Ward, the... brilliant stand-up comedian and podcast host.
I don't know what...
Apologies if that's not her.
No, I think you're right. I think she did want to do a show here, so it could well be. I'm hoping for that music that goes... But no idea what it's called, so I just put into the system film review.
I told you it was called Procter & Gamble.
But if I put that into...
Isn't it?
Film.
Procter, E-R, and Gamble...
I'm just having a look now. I can't see any. I've put in Gamble and there's nothing.
Well, it's not my fault. If I was controlling the desk, this wouldn't happen.
Well, yeah, you probably listened to the audio before you played it out on air and you wouldn't have had this moment.
This week's films.
Anyway, let's get to your review of Blink TV, please, Luce.
Hello, I'm Luciana Gray and I'm going to review Blink. Not Blink TV, it's
not
just
Blink
called
TV.
Blink,
yes,
even
it
though
is
you keep calling it Blink TV.
It's a better name,
it
makes
why.
It sound worse.
Right, the setup for this should be brilliant. It's a music quiz, simple, brilliant, I love all that stuff. Joel Dommett, great, not on TV enough, brilliant. Bradley, love him, my first love. Here's my issue. Okay. It feels like stylistically, they've tried to go for something that's kind of like dated on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But that hasn't worked, it's just come across like a CBBC show.
Right.
It feels like something you'd see at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on CBBC. And I mean, speaking of dated, like some of the songs they showed, I mean, I get that they wanted to show a span of time, but the first songs they chose, I think it was like Snow Patrol Chasing Pavements. Chasing Cars, and then Adele Chasing Pavements. That's what I meant. Adele Chasing Pavements, Snow Patrol Chasing Cars, and then Robbie Williams' Angels were the first
classics,
three songs.
All classics.
Oh my God! Come on, for goodness sake.
No, we're talking about popular music. Why?
I know, but it was just also like, you know what I mean? That kind of, and like, it just had such a dated feel to it. But the thing, this was my issue. Like, Oh, okay, fine. You classic tracks. They're all classic tracks. Fine. Even though they shouldn't be giving Angels any more airtime than it needs. But then they did something like, they did some Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
Yep.
Bear in mind, all of these songs are so easy to guess. So, so, so easy to guess. I know they only showed a second clip, but every single one, come on, Sam, you must have got every single one straight away.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it was
but
so easy.
But that's the fun, because it makes you feel like you're great.
But this is the problem. With that bit of the show, they showed these clips, and then they'd be like, oh, we'll watch, like, 20 seconds of the video, and we'll chat about it and give you some interesting facts with the voiceover, which I think is the same voice from Snog, Marry, Avoid. And they say stuff like, well, Axl Rose, that's an anagram of anal sex. It's like, everyone's heard this so, so, so many times.
Why? That was news to me.
Oh, well, you're an idiot. And this is the wonderful, this was the wonderful thing about shows like Buzzcocks. Although they still did the music quiz, it was being subverted with humour and ridiculousness and wonderfulness. Whereas this, I was just waiting for the moment where I subverted, and it wasn't. The closest you got to that was Joel Dommett being quite funny.
Yeah.
And I felt bad for him because he's funnier than that show. He deserves more than that show.
But for paying him to do it.
Well, yeah, I don't feel too sorry for him because, you know.
I thought it was great. It made me feel like I really knew music.
That's the thing. It's proper like going to a really, really... Okay, this is my thing. It's like going to a really, really, really easy pub quiz at a terrible pub. So you're doing the pub quiz and you're winning, but everyone's winning. And there's no point. It's just like, well, what's the... all right, yeah, we all know. Okay, fine, yeah. Oh, what's the... And they think they're being like, oh, what's the capital city of Australia? Bet you won't get this. Yeah, it's Canberra. We all know that it's not Sydney. Everyone knows that. And to boot, you're in a shit pub.
And you're saying the room they were in was the equivalent...
Of a shit pub.
Right, okay. I wouldn't be surprised if it was filmed in a pub.
Although I would really like to be trapped in a room with Bradley and Joel.
If you had to pick... Which one would you rather be trapped in a room with?
Joel.
Okay. You wouldn't have told your 7-year-old self that, would you?
7-year-old self would have bitch slapped me in the face and been like, why are you passing up this chance to be with Bradley? No.
Can we rate Blink TV? Blink. Just
Four.
Blink.
It's called Blink.
Sorry.
For the first two episodes are on 4OD if you want to watch them. I don't know why you'd bother. Next episode's on Wednesday night.
Thank you very much, Luce. Play this, Catfish and the Bottlemen on FUBAR. I fall straight into your arms like a drum who's been on it all morning and the sun's up and my head's fucked. And immediately I grab you, you go all red like the first time. I love it when you do that. Gotta love it when you do that. And I thought Van McCann and his mates, Catfish and the Bottlemen. The track's disappeared off my screen, so I can't tell you what it's called. But it's one of their tracks. If you like it, I'm sure you know what it is, so you don't need me to tell you. What you're pulling a face, what's up?
No, sorry, my headphones were broken. I think one ear's working and one ear isn't.
Right, so we had to pause while you did that, did we? You had a whole song to sort it out. Why are you doing it now?
Because I was talking to you. I was telling you lovely, joyful anecdotes.
Well, yeah, there were anecdotes.
No, you didn't like it, did you?
It's not really for me.
I built it up. I did the thing where I was like, oh, mate, I've got a funny story to tell you. Tell the story and it's not funny.
Also, I don't think we should have any conversations in this studio that aren't for air. Because now it's fresh in my mind.
Okay. Tell me everything you've said today. If I have to say everything I say off air, so do you.
Why, what have I said today that's bad?
I don't know.
I told you the pube story.
You did tell me the pube story.
And I mean, that story started as me shaving my chest. I'll be honest, it was pubes as well. It was. And
do you go, like, all off?
No, definitely not.
Do you leave a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, why not? It's more just to tidy it up, isn't it?
Keep it neat.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be... Like, my mum always says, right, just imagine you'll get hit by a car today.
Oh, that's a horrible way of looking at it. I always say to myself, oh, you might, you know, what if you bump into James Dean?
Right, okay.
Which is why, you know, I tend to wear the dresses and the look, you know, a bit of effort. I mean, actually, really? No, that's not true. I make the least effort for FUBAR in anything in my life.
Oh, well, that's
normally
nice
I wear,
of you.
Like, I make a massive effort just day-to-day life, mm-hmm. But when I come to FUBAR, I really don't.
Well, you've always got a dress on still. That's pretty dressy, isn't it?
A dress, but then there's no effort anywhere else. Hair, makeup, feet. Nails.
What do you mean feet?
Well, I always wear my panda shoes because they're my comfiest.
Right.
Because they were walking on a cloud.
Okay.
A cloud of panda.
But anywhere else you wouldn't wear the panda shoes because they look ridiculous.
Yeah, because they're horrible shoes. I'm well aware they're horrible, but they're so comfy.
You could get a pair of trainers, like running trainers. You know these women you see on the tube who are like, oh, I'll take off my kitten heels.
Yeah, I could.
And put on some Skechers.
I have got kitten heels as well. They're so horrible. I call them my Margaret Thatcher shoes.
Why is that?
Because they look like Margaret Thatcher shoes.
Why did you buy them if they're like Margaret Thatcher shoes?
Because again, like walking on a cloud.
Why are you doing this? Why, just go and get a nice pair of trainers that look the part
and
are comfortable.
Can you imagine me in trainers?
It would work.
Really?
Yeah, why not? Why are you saying you can't
wear
trainers?
Do you think me, with my little skater dresses, black tights and trainers would look good?
Yeah.
Lies.
What?
Why are you lying to me?
No, what about some like Vans or something?
Yeah, maybe. I used to wear Vans all the time when I was a teenager. I like lived in Vans.
Nothing wrong. I'm now 21, still rock the Vans. But then again, I'm wearing a baseball cap, so...
So you are not one to talk about fashion.
No, I like to take my fashion tips from 10-year-old boys who've been dressed by their mum. That's the kind of look I go for.
You still get dressed by your mum, don't you?
No, I wish I did. I spoke to her this morning, but that...
How is she?
She's all right, yeah. I was on speakerphone to her and my grandma. Mm-hmm. And my grandma is desperate for my new address, which I don't quite understand.
Because she wants to send you something,
yeah,
obviously.
What?
She might want to send you a gift, mate.
I doubt it. It'll be a card saying congratulations on your new house. She could have said that on the phone.
You're a horrible person.
No, I say thank you.
I always give my address if someone asks for it in case they want to send me a present.
I don't think it'd be that at all. She's got no money for me. Although my birthday is coming up, so perhaps...
When's your birthday?
The 29th of this month.
Oh my God, that's really soon.
I'll be 22 years old.
Going on a big night out.
God, it's all kind of going a bit tits up.
Why? Already?
Yeah, already. Because I may or may not be in the country.
Oh.
I've got a friend coming down, but then a person that he clashes with also wants to come.
Is that me?
No, you're definitely not coming to my birthday.
What?
Why would I invite you?
But you said we're going to go for a night out in October.
Yeah, we can do it earlier in the month.
Well, I'm going to Ireland in the middle of the month.
What are you going to Ireland for?
Holiday.
You can't call a trip to Ireland a holiday.
Why not? I'm going to Dublin.
It's exactly any place, right? This is my theory on it. Any place that looks the same as here.
Oh, for God's sake.
Any place that looks the same as where you are is not a holiday.
That's nonsense.
Why is it?
Well, because Dublin's an amazing place and I'm gonna go... I'm going to go to the museums and I'm going to have a look around. They've got loads of amazing bookshops and cafes. And then I'm going to go out clubbing, which is going to be great fun. Different clubs, new places, new people. And I'm going to go to all the amazing pubs. I'm going to go to, there's a load of live music nights that we're going to around the countryside. And then we're going to go see David O'Doherty play. And then we're going to go out to the beach and go for a little walk along the beach.
Any of that, right? What you just told me. Could you do that in London?
Not In the same way, no. I couldn't go to the Guinness factory or the Jameson factory.
Yeah, but there would be factories you could go to. Go Cadbury's World.
No, that's not as good as Guinness or Jameson. I'm not interested in chocolate.
What? Really? I'd argue it's better.
I have little interest in chocolate. I have much more interest in whiskey.
Okay. Right. I do... It's just not for me.
What, like, whiskey?
No. Holidays to places that are like here. Same climate.
Oh, brilliant. You're missing out, mate.
The closest I would do is France.
So do you not like... I was going to say France, Germany.
Similar climates, but their buildings look different.
What, Germany?
Yeah. I mean, not all buildings, but like if you're in Berlin, you know you're in Berlin. Don't you?
If you're in Dublin, you know you're in Dublin.
No, you don't.
Oh, you're such a fool.
See, I've never understood city breaks in this country either. What's the point? What is the point?
To go see somewhere different.
Pointless.
I just want to see as much of the world as possible.
You can do it. There's Google Images now.
Is that such a crime? I just want to go there and have fun and listen to live fiddle music. Maybe pointless. I'll meet the Irish man of my dreams, Sam. Who knows?
Well, hang on. You're only there for 3 days or something like that. 4 days.
It's long enough to fall in love.
And then what? You come back, you won't see him again.
He'll move to England.
He won't move to England.
Maybe he will.
He definitely won't.
Why not?
Because he... Well...
Why are you pooping on everything today?
Well, how
you
is...
You are just one big poop.
No, just...
No!
No, hear me out. What is the likelihood, first of all, that you will fall in love in Ireland?
I'd say 90% because they have a lot of Irish accents there.
And you fall in love very easily.
If it's a Scottish or Irish accent, I will love you.
Okay, so...
Anyone, I will love you if you have either of those accents.
So there's a high possibility that you will find somebody in Ireland?
Yes.
Now, what's the possibility that he will like you enough to think about moving over here?
Extremely high.
No, extremely low.
Why would it be low? I don't understand.
He may really fancy you in the club, but when he thinks about
it... No, I'm not going to meet him in the club. Silly. You're so silly. I'm going to meet him at the David O'Doherty gig, and he'll be like, oh, you're cool. And then we'll happen to bump into each other at one of these fiddle pubs.
Well, you can't... You've asked him to be an actor, effectively, and yeah. You're writing him into your script.
Yeah, that's what life is, isn't it? Just making people do what you want them to do, the things you think in your head.
No, but you don't even know the guy. You're yeah. saying, I'm going to set up a meet
cute. I don't know him now, but I will know him.
Even if you do get to know him, is he going to be in a job, right, that he can just pack it
travel
in?
Travel photographer.
Right, and it doesn't matter where he's based?
Travel photographer, yeah.
Possibly. That is a job where he could be anywhere.
Thank you. I've thought it through.
But what's a... A travelling photographer has no interest in you. You've got nothing for them.
What? Oh! Shut up! Why would you say that? I do journalism-y things. I'll write the articles and he'll photograph for them.
That would be a nice little gig, actually, wouldn't it? You go travelling the world.
Mate, I'm not just chatting nonsense. I've thought this through.
So that's the ideal for you?
Yeah, that's that. I mean, that'll do.
Tall, dark, handsome, and a travel photographer.
Yeah, but a really successful one.
What is the chance that a really successful travel photographer is going to fall in love with you?
Why do you keep emphasising the you in that sentence? Why wouldn't he fall in love with me?
I mean, you're a very likeable person.
Thank you, very kind of you.
But if he's got, like, I don't know, he's very cultured. He's
So am I.
He's seen men and women from all over the world.
So have I.
He's been, like, just think of the Brazilian ladies that he's probably
Are you saying
pictured.
I can't compete with the Brazilian ladies?
I'm saying no one in this country can compete with the Brazilian ladies.
Why?
I just don't think they can.
Why?
Well, when the World Cup was on, that's what we were told. You know, like in the... Right.
I mean, this is nonsense.
Do you think?
I think you've lost your marbles. I think I'm the only one talking sense here.
Well, no, I definitely have lost my marbles, but I still stand by what I say.
So you're saying that I can't get with my travel photographer called... Mark.
Yeah.
That's a bit boring.
No, it will be Mark, though. But
It would be Mark.
Yeah, but he probably will go by second name, won't he? So say it's Mark Howard. He likes to be called H. Something like that.
No, he's not an awful person.
No, I imagine he is.
No, why do you think H is going to be a horrible person?
I just think he will be. Because remember, he's been with ladies from Sweden, from Russia, from the most attractive girls in the world.
Yeah. I compete. I'm like an English rose.
No, like with that head, a bowling ball.
An English bowling ball. Because that's what my dad used to call me when I was a kid.
What, Lucy the bowling ball?
He just called me bowling ball. And he called me that for 2 reasons. One, because I got an incredibly round head. And also because I was the stupidest one in my family, and I still am. And he called me sharp as a bowling ball. And obviously I went, bowling balls aren't sharp. And then since then I've just been called bowling ball.
similar sort.
So you brought back horrible memories.
That's all right. My nickname was Sammy the Hoover because when I was little, I loved vacuum cleaners. So Luce was sharing things. It's fine. From now on, this show will be the Hoover and the bowling ball on Fubar Radio. How's that sound? Right, coming next, we're actually going to do the radio show.
I've lost it.
You've lost it?
I've lost it.
Your marbles?
Everything, yeah.
Well, yeah, I think I have. I've lost all, like...
Oh, I think I need to sit down. Unsurprisingly, listeners, it's incredibly warm in here.
It absolutely is.
I'm actually sweating, and I was going to wear this dress tonight.
You're off out tonight?
Can't do that. Of course I am.
Yeah.
Saturday, of course I am. I'm just going to fan my arms a bit because I was going to wear this dress tonight. I'm not sure I can now.
Oh, you're that sweaty?
Oh, I feel it's really hot in here, mate.
I can see beads of sweat again. And you're only going to get sweatier because what we're about to do... I think we'll do it in two links time. We're going to do Waxing Lyrical. This week, your turn, Luce.
My turn.
And you're going to do the new song by Macklemore. This song all about him going downtown on his new bike. You reckon you can convince somebody that you also have a new bike based on Macklemore's song.
Indeed.
We'll see how this goes. 2 weeks time, but I think next what we'll do is my news report, right? No idea how this is going to go.
Uh-huh.
It might be awful.
Uh-huh.
But this is a forum. This is a blank canvas, this show, Luce. Don't you think?
And we are but mere painters.
That's right.
To scribble upon the canvas that is FUBAR.
Thank you. Something like that.
I don't know, something
so
like that.
We'll try
I'm
that
really
next.
Hot.
I still don't have a news bed at the moment.
Oh, can I do one underneath?
You can do a jingle, yeah.
Oh, thank
perfect.
You, mate.
Right, that coming up after this. Song of the summer for most. It's Gregory Porter, Liquid Spirit. It's Clapton on the remix.
Clap your hands now. The rivers, let the damned water beat. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The people are thirsty because a man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind, when the water hit the banks of that hard, dry land. Liquid spirit, liquid spirit, liquid spirit, liquid spirit. Clap your hands now.
So, I'm Greg Reporter, that one is Liquid Spirits, FUBAR Radio on your Sunday evening. Sam and Luce with you for about another What's that? 50 minutes?
Yeah, it's hard to work out when we're not doing
really
it live,
It's really hard to work out, yeah. If you open that window, because I can hear a lot of cars.
Oh, I'm sorry, I meant to close it. Sorry.
It is warm in here, but sorry. I don't think we can do with all that noise.
I'm sorry.
Right, you don't have to apologise too much, because this is only a quick one. And we're going to get straight into another record, but we just need to set up what we're about to do next.
Ooh.
I've scrapped the news for now, Luce, because I haven't got it ready.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I've got, like, clips to play into the news and I can't find
them. You're a hot, steaming mess today, Sam Hutt.
I'm all over the place and we promised that this show was about to get better. Not the case. And that's not down to... Well, you didn't really put any effort in either, did you?
What?
You didn't.
I've done so much.
You turned up to set today and said the first thing was, I haven't done as much as I wanted to.
No, but that's because I wanted to do loads.
Right, okay.
I prepared my bit on...
We've got nothing.
That bit about pubes, we prepared that.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
That was my anecdote. That was it. We've both been below average.
I don't
average.
Like to think of you as having pubes, by the way. Can we never talk about you having pubes again?
Of course I have pubes.
No, you don't.
Well, what do you... Why are you saying that?
You're like a Ken doll down there.
Like nothing at all, action
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I just want you to be smooth.
And like no male or female parts?
No genitalia.
Okay.
Just smooth. And with that becomes no pubic hair, no nothing. I just want you to be, yeah, like a doll.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That isn't the case though, is it? Because that's not what being human's about, unfortunately.
Oh, can it be the case, please?
Don't work like that.
Ugh.
Just doesn't.
You're disgusting.
Thanks, mate. Coming next, we will do Waxing Lyrical. Lucy, you're going to take Macklemore's song, Downtown, which we will hear later
downtown.
On in the show.
Downtown. Yeah.
Downtown.
Downtown.
So you're going to take that song, all about buying a motorbike and taking it downtown.
Yeah.
We're going to phone who?
We are going to phone my very lively, chatty friend called Freddie.
Okay.
Who hopefully has no idea I'm doing the show today. Because a lot of the people I wanted to call, I think they all know I'm here. So I've had to think of someone who's a mate so I could call them, legit.
Yeah.
And it'll be weird that I'm calling them.
Okay.
I mean, it probably is still a bit weird, but they wouldn't know I'm here. So we're going to give Freddie a go.
Perfect. Well, you can plug your phone in a second after off the back of this record.
Exciting.
We'll call him live. We don't normally do it live. It'll be a nice touch. See if we can make it work.
See if he answers.
Well, yeah, he probably is going to be busy. It's a Saturday afternoon, after all. So that coming next, after this. It's good, this. M&EK and Zara Larsson. You'll be hearing more of her. Luce, are you listening?
Yeah.
Zara Larsson. She's like, I don't know, off of Sweden or somewhere.
Oh, I know her.
She had a lot of big hits there.
Yeah.
She's about to be the big thing over here.
She's cool.
She is cool. And on this one, she teamed up with M&EK. This is Never Forget You. It's Football Radio.
I used to be so happy, but without you here, I feel so low. I watch you as you left, but I can never seem to let you go. Cause once upon a time, you were my everything. It's clear to see that time hasn't changed a thing. It's buried deep inside me, but I feel there's something you should know.
Love me till the day I die. Cause I won't.
gotta know that these things fall through.
But I'm still tired and I can't hide my connection with you.
Feeling it, loving it, everything that we do. And all along I knew I had something special with you. But sometimes just gotta know that these things fall through. I can have my connection with you.
So big that M&EK and Zara Larsson, Never Forget You, such a banger, and not the sort of thing you need on your Sunday evening, more for Friday night.
Sorry. Or a Saturday night, as it is now.
Exactly.
Soz.
We're going to get some food, aren't we, in a bit, Luce?
Yeah.
We're going to try and be friends outside of this radio studio.
Yeah, Sam just said to me now, he's like, oh, do you want to get some food after?
You'll see how it works.
It's like, oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, come on. Don't be like that. Don't put a downer on things. I do wonder, though, what we're going to talk about, because...
Well, we've done everything.
And we're both kind of dying, aren't we?
Yeah, well, we both feel pretty awful. I felt fine before I got here. But the heat, you know, FUBAR HQ. God of FUBAR, if you're listening, please.
Sort
it
out.
It's so hot. It's ridiculous. I think it's the cancer's torture.
Something like that. Right, if we're trying to make creative radio, and this next bit we're about to do is probably also our most creative.
This is tense art.
We're trying to be artists. We're trying to perform, and you lot, God of FUBAR, the hand sanitizer, the big boss, you need to do something about this.
They are quashing our creativity.
That's right, because we just go into that like sloth-like mode of just like, oh...
Don't even like you anyway.
No, we could do something creative with this link. Yeah, exactly. That's where it's got to today. Pubes.
Look, if you don't start the aircon, we will continue to talk about our pubic hair. That's all you're getting. Ivrea, please don't. Please sort it out.
Really sort it out, because we don't want to talk about pubes. Do we?
No.
We want to do creative things like this.
Like waxing lyrical.
Exactly right. Last week, who did we do? Oh, I called my friend Ben, didn't I?
You called your friend.
And it was...
And he didn't get it.
He didn't get it whatsoever. But then also, I didn't get many lyrics in.
No, you must have... You got like five or six or something.
It just rubbish. Became a conversation, didn't it, between me and Ben. This week, I'm trusting in you, Lucy. Ooh! I think you're going to do way better than me.
I'm going to whack him in.
It's a current song that has got great... It's perfect for waxing lyrical.
Downtown Macklemore.
That's right, which we will play off the back of this. Just give it quickly, Luce, before we give him a call. Just throw out some of the lyrics in there.
I went to the moped store. Salesman like, what up? What's your budget? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know nothing about mopeds.
That's it. It's just Macklemore talking about...
Downtown, downtown, come and ride with me.
Perfect. Right. Are you ready to call him?
I hate this. Yes, okay.
So who is it we're calling?
Freddie Cocker.
Freddie Cocker, okay. I can put my microphone down as soon as I hear Freddie's ringtone.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Oh, God. It's an alien.
Right, have you pressed call?
It's calling. Can you hear it?
There we go.
Okay.
Right, I'll leave it to you. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
You're on your own, Lucy.
Come on, Freddy.
Hello?
Hello, Freddy. You all right?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks. You?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. Are you still down in Brighton?
No, I went back this morning.
Oh, no, that's so annoying. There was because basically, I went to the... Right, this is mental, but I wanted to call and tell you because I thought you might still be in Brighton. I went to the moped store, right?
The moped store, yeah.
Yeah. You know the one on Lewis Road. Yeah. And the guy that works there, the salesman, he was like, oh, okay, what's up? What's your budget? And I was just looking, and I was like, oh, honestly, no, I don't know anything about mopeds. And then he was just like, I've got the one for you, follow me. And it's too real, 800 cash. I bought one.
You bought a moped.
I bought a moped. I know.
How do you have £800 spare going?
I overdraft, mate. I just thought, why not? You know, and the seat, it's leather. And I was thinking...
So you were going to take me out on a spin?
Well, I was thinking that we could ride together, like instead of you getting a cab or something like that, forget getting a bus pass to the station, you could come ride on my moped, man.
That's pretty sick. I can't lie.
That's amazing,
well,
isn't it?
Saturday. I need to book train tickets.
Yeah, come down on Saturday.
Down Saturday for the night out, yeah.
And then I'll pick you up from the station. We'll ride downtown and they'll all be yelling like, who is that? Who is that? Downtown. It'll be amazing.
Yeah, okay.
So do you or don't you want to ride with me?
No, yeah, that's cool, yeah.
Brilliant, like brilliant.
Nelly song.
And I've only got one helmet, so I will give it to you.
Okay, that's fine. I can die. That's fine.
Amazing. Right, Freddie, I'll see you next Saturday, babe.
Wait. Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Saturday. Saturday.
Yeah. All right, I'll see you Saturday, okay. Babe. I love you.
Okay, see you Saturday.
Bye. Bye.
That was incredible. I think the best waxing lyrical we have ever done.
Get in.
And also, I want Freddie on the show every week. He's great. Lucy, I don't know how many got in there, but I think just 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
You
smashed it.
Luciana
Gray. Absolutely smashed it. We might as well play it then. We've talked all about it for, I don't know, the whole show. Lucy just knocked it out of the park with waxing lyrical. So let's play it. Current single from Macklemore, Downtown, about him getting a moped, just like Lucy now.
I went to the moped store. What's up, bro? The salesman's like, what up? What's your budget? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know nothing about mopeds. He said,
I got the one for you. Follow me.
Ooh, it's too real. Chrome down mirror, I don't need a windshield. Banana seat, I can't it be on two wheels? 800 cash, that's a hell of a deal. I'm headed
downtown, cruising through the alley, tiptoeing in the street like ballet. Pulled up, moped to the valet. White walls on the wheels like mayonnaise. Dope, my crew is ill, and all we need is two good wheels. Got gas in the tank, cash in the bank, and a bad little mama with dirt on my face. I'ma lick that, stick that, break her off, kick gas, snuck her in backstage. You don't need a wristband. Dope.
Killing the game, about to catch a body. Past the heartbeat, Dookie on the Ducati. Timberland, Khaled, Scott Storch, Birdman, got them. Man, everybody got Bugattis. But I'ma keep it hella 1987. Head into the dealership and drop a stack in Kappa Kawasaki. I'm stunning on everybody. Hella raw pesto wasabi. I'm so low that my scrotum's almost dragging up on the concrete. My seat is leather. I ride a line, it's pleather. But girl, we can still ride together. You don't need an Uber. You don't need a cab. Or get a bus pass. You got a moped, man. She got 1988 Mariah Carey hair. Very rare. Mom jeans on her dairy. Throwing up the west side as we tear in the air. Stop by Pipe Place, throwing fish to a play.
Downtown, 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 downtown. She has her arms around your waist. You're the balance that will keep her safe.
It's me, the M, the A, C, the K. Sounding like a French pimp from back in the day. I take her to Ponderay and I watch her skate. I mean water ski, ollie, ollie, oxen free. I'm perusing down fourth and they watching me. I do a headstand and eagle lands on my seat. Well, hello, but baby, the kickstand ain't free. Now do you or do you not wanna ride with me? I got one girl, I got two wheels. She a big girl, that ain't a big deal. I like a big girl, I like them sassy. Going down a back street, listening to Black Street. Running around the whole town. Neighbors yelling at me like you need to slow down. Going 38, Dan, chill yourself out. Mow your damn lawn and sit the hell down. If I only had one helmet, I would give it to you. Give it to you. Cruising down Broadway, girl, what a wonderful view. Wonderful view.
There's layers to this ish player. Tiramisu, tiramisu. Let my coattail drag, but I ain't tiramisu, tiramisu.
Crazy goodness that is Downtown by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. And Luciana Gray, you have just smashed it with that waxing lyrical.
Thank you, please.
Have we got any feedback?
Texts? No, I haven't heard from him at all.
No, okay.
I think I'm going to let him stew for a while.
And he thinks you bought a moped?
He thinks I got a moped.
I did think there was at one point he knew what you were doing.
What, didn't he say something about a Nelly song?
Yes, I think he did.
I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't really listening to him because I was concentrating so hard on my waxing.
You were just looking at the lyrics in front of you, weren't you?
I really was concentrating hard.
But he did mention something about a Nelly song. I think that's maybe where he thought you were going with it.
Yeah.
So in that sense, if he's got the wrong song, that's his fault and you've passed.
Thank you very much.
Very well done. Oh, who's this?
Oh, no, it's not him. I'm getting a missed call from my brother.
Okay, Joe's ringing you. Answer it, take it now.
All right. Hiya.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
You what?
I'm just saying, hang on. Sorry, I missed you.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I mean, I'm not going to be in London tonight anymore, so, you know, fine. Rejection from my own brother. That's fine.
I got the new iPhone.
Right.
Switched over and they cancelled my SIM and blah blah blah, so I didn't have a phone for it.
Oh, okay. Oh, I feel less rejected now. I can't talk right now, but I will talk to you tomorrow.
What are you doing?
Actually, before I go, have you got a joke?
A what?
Have you got a joke?
No.
Oh, useless. All right, bye, Joe. Love you.
Bye. He seems nice. We haven't got much stuff left to do on the show, so I thought, like, take it now. Why not?
He just went to me, take it, and I was like, really?
There was a moment in there, though, that I suddenly thought he could be about to tell you absolutely anything.
He could say anything, couldn't he?
Which is when I gave you the signal to maybe get him off the phone.
Yeah.
He could have been about to deliver some awful news, maybe
yeah,
tell
exactly.
you that he's proposed to somebody, I don't know. And it would have been on the radio forevermore, you know, because things don't die in the world of the internet, Luce.
Exactly.
They're out there forever. So poor Joe could have had, yeah.
Poor Joe.
And he'd have had us to blame, wouldn't he?
Poor Joe. And you can't do two prank phone calls in one episode. That just seems silly.
Why not? We've got 2 hours.
Who should we call?
We could do another one if you want. Should we try that Justin Bieber song?
I think you should call someone.
There's no way I'd be okay to do it now.
Right, well...
It's my turn next. Like, granted, next week I will be calling someone. I have to do it. I think I will call my friend Michael.
Brilliant.
I don't know. Yeah, well, have a think what song...
That was the sound of me thinking, by the way.
Right, okay, and...
Is it time for news?
Right, this is news. Something brand new we're doing on the show. You're about to deliver your sport.
Sports,
but
yeah.
But before we do that, but you're going to have to bear with me, because this is a work in
you
progress.
You look like you're dying.
I do look like I'm dying. I feel like I'm dying, but at... Well, it's not 8 o'clock anymore, is it? It's half eight. Sorry.
Half? No, wait, it's half seven.
So this feature I've called the 8 o'clock news... It's actually the 7 o'clock news, isn't it? Because I've just done my maths wrong.
Oh, you thought it was 8 o'clock? Oh, I see. Yeah, it's 7 o'clock news.
Yeah.
Although 7:30 news.
So we're always going to do this.
So I'll do your jingle.
Okay, perfect.
It's the 7:30 news with Sam Hutt on FUBAR Radio.
It's 7 o'clock on Sunday.
7:30
on Sunday, the 4th of October, 2015. I'm Sam Hutt, and this is your news at 7 p.m. Diver Tom Daly got engaged this week to long-term boyfriend Dustin Lance Black. The Olympic silver medalist has been with a 41-year-old for just 2 years and announced their engagement in a newspaper column. Tom said he's had some mixed reactions from friends and family.
The first person I told was my best friend Sophie. And, you know, she was just like, yeah, and like, what's the big deal kind of thing.
In other news, pop star and former Disney child actor Demi Lovato has posed naked for Vanity Fair this week. The pictures see Demi posing in the bath, on a bed and in the shower. And in accompanying pictures and videos, she's explained that it's an empowering thing. She wants to strip off to be all empowered. Something like that, anyway. There's no special lighting, no makeup, not even Photoshop using any of the pictures. And do you know what? She looks pretty good for it. Also this week, Demi's been banging on about which bloke she's got her eye on. Which hunky, dishy bloke she's seen.
My favourite dish. I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand and they hold the hot things that you don't have to touch. So, you know, coffee, hot tea.
Next to the global superstar, that is Jennifer Lawrence. She may be like a big actress and that, but apparently she has no manners. The global superstar revealed some very questionable bathroom habits that will leave any fans recoiling in horror. And, oh, for God's sake, I'm rubbish at this, aren't I, Luce?
Would you like me to read it and you just press the buttons and play the clips?
Yeah, do you want to...
Yeah, do you want to just pass it over and I'll do it, because this is pathetic.
Yeah, because I've missed the story out as well. So if you just go from Kim Kardashian. And I'll just play the clips.
Kim Kardashian this week revealed she has heard her mum, Kris Jenner, at it. Kim was appearing on the Ellen DeGeneres show in America and was asked, had she ever walked in on her mum and a man? Kim said she had walked in. Hadn't walked in, yeah. But in the past heard her through the floorboards.
Couldn't get a film crew there fast enough.
There you are.
And Jennifer Lawrence might be a global superstar, but that doesn't mean she doesn't have any manners, blah, 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 blah. Whilst having a chat with her Mockingjay co-stars, J-Law revealed that after having a wee, she doesn't always wash up, something she is trying to seek help for.
She, like, I was on antibiotics just because I thought I was sick and I wasn't.
And Justin Bieber sent out a strong message to fans this week over Snapchat. The newly blonde singer told fans he no longer wants photographs and selfies, saying that he would much rather stand and talk for 5 minutes than have to pose for any more pictures. Justin went on to question some fans' motives when travelling to him, saying, was it really to see me, or was it to get out of that moment you see me so you could tell people about it? Here's Prime Minister David Cameron.
Too many twits might make a twat.
There you are. David Cameron's thoughts on Justin Bieber. I think next week I'll write it. You do it.
Yeah, brilliant.
I would
maybe give it a little censor check first, so there aren't any mistakes in it.
Come on. Was it that bad?
Get your act together.
Was it really that bad? Well, I think there's a nice idea there somewhere,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, sure, but execute it properly. Paper in the corner.
We've got time for that. And I can always edit this bit out of the show. It's pre-recorded, remember? I mean, I'm not going to because I don't have the time, but we could have edited that out,
could've.
Potentially.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Never mind.
But he changed his mind.
What? Me?
What?
Me?
I was just singing.
Oh, is that a song, is it?
I was just laying some sick beats, hard bars, that's it.
No one ever says that.
Hard bars.
Listen to yourself.
I like to throw down some hard bars to a sick beat.
No, it doesn't work like that, Lucy.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda, but he changed his mind. No wonder. Wish I wasn't there.
Right, let's not do this. I know I've just done something absolutely awful and there's a good idea there, but I executed
definitely,
it.
Definitely, but if you're going to do it, right? Do it with me.
Yeah, but just because I've been crap doesn't give you the excuse to be crap as well.
Oh, I think it does, mate. I think that's exactly what it means.
It doesn't at all.
One for one.
Well, why be crap, Luce, when you can do... I think this is when you're at your best, what we're about to do next.
What's that?
The sports.
Oh, I love sport. This is a really shocking sports report today, everybody. Breaking news. the BBC and all of the other news in the world got the scores from last night's match wrong. That's right, it's Sunday night, right now. Last night, there was a massive rugby game. As we all know, I now suddenly like rugby inexplicably. And they got the scores wrong. Same with the football. Right, so Chelsea, last night, played Southampton. Yeah, yeah, you know that. Quite a big game, because Chelsea are doing rubbish at the moment. Actually, the score ended up being 5-0 to Chelsea. Nobody reported that. They got it all wrong. You heard it here first, folks. And in rugby news, you've got South Africa versus Scotland, right? Quite an exciting game. That's quite cool. And South Africa were trashing Scotland. They were doing loads better. Loads of people getting sent to the sin bin, which is something I learned about earlier this week. But Scotland came back, and you haven't heard this in news because everyone's saying South Africa won. No, 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 no. Scotland won 49-23. Nobody told you that. But in the biggest news of all, the biggest of all the sports news, Australia versus England, the big game last night. You all watched it at the pub, but they were lying to you on the screen. Australia didn't win. No, 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 no. England won. England got an extra try in that last minute, but the TV cut out before, so you didn't see that. So actually, England trumped it, and we are happily through to the next round of the Rugby World Cup. I'm Luciana Gray. This is your sports report.
You've got loads of the music left to go, mate.
Okay.
So you're going to have to fill it.
Pick a sport.
Hockey.
No.
Tennis.
Yeah.
What's going on in the tennis?
In tennis news, Williams wins and Muguruza pulls out. Williams says she won't play again in 2015. Oh, it's the other Williams. I'll see what they've done there. Because, you know, in two headlines, they've said Williams and Williams.
Right.
But in the first one, Venus won. She's done cracking well. But then the other one, Serena, she's not going to play again this year.
It's normally the other way around. I thought Serena was the good one. Venus was the slightly less good one.
I think
one.
They're both pretty good, mate.
Probably better. They'd probably beat us, wouldn't they?
Murray also won something, I think.
There you go. Lucy had a great sports report.
I love sport.
That's quite good, that.
Oh, thanks,
much
babe.
Better than my news.
Yeah,
much better.
Creative.
Next, what we're about to do is our new feature, Cool Down Final. We just have a look at the weirder stuff that has been making the news this week. If you don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
No, we don't have to do this now yet, Liz.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever looked at either weird news yet? No?
Yes.
You have? Okay.
Yes. Because I've been mega prepared this week.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's quite hard to talk, to be honest.
What do you mean?
I've got a mouth ulcer.
Have you? Why have you only telling us this now?
Well, I thought I'd be able to get through the show fine, but it's actually really freaking hurting.
Where is it? Like, I know it's in your mouth, but what area?
Like, on my... Like, where my front bottom lip meets my gum.
Okay, yeah.
So, every time I move my mouth, it's like...
Classic Ulster. Ulster.
It's terrible for brass playing.
Is it?
Really hurts.
Have you
whenever you
done
get,
it?
Whenever you get an ulcer... Yeah, I went to band this week. Whenever you have an ulcer and you play a brass instrument, it's a nightmare. We all know what that's like. Am I right? Am I right, guys? This thing on. What do you mean? Make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win. Where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Cause you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make
make up your mind, what do you mean? You're for protective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep preaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? You're running out of time, what do you mean?
Oh, baby.
Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean?
Egg throwing, blonde head, singing.
He talks like this in that song.
What?
Like he's got a bit of a lisp.
Does he?
Do you not think?
What, the pan pipe sending lispy?
What do you mean?
I didn't never notice that before.
It's a little bit like that when he sings it.
Maybe you should stick to it then.
I mean, please, for the love of God, don't play it again. Although I was dancing to it, that does not mean I like it.
It's a good record, that. You can't.
What do you mean?
I know Justin Bieber is a bit of an idiot sometimes, but that is proper good pop music, isn't it?
And I know what do you mean?
Sorry.
I think what we'll
I'm
do
really
next
sorry.
Week, what we're going to do next week is get an instrumental of that track, and you're going to perform the whole of it in that lispy voice.
Okay.
Perfect. Right, what we're going to do now, a new feature called And Finally, We Finish Our Show, with the stories that are making news reporters say, and finally, all week. It's always a quirky story. What's up?
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to get on and be professional. What is up with you?
That's the first bit of good radio you've done all day as well. That was that's really good, mate.
Sorry, nice of you.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I've just lost it.
You all right now?
I'm fine.
Are you ready for this? You ready for And Finally?
Yeah,
we're going to have some weird news.
Just one of my stories is really funny. You're not going to find it funny, but I find it
funny.
Is it
the one we're starting with?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Lucy, what have you got for me?
Have I not got a bed?
We can put a bed in if you want.
Oh, for God's sake.
I don't think it needs it.
You're so unprofessional.
Why does it need it?
Okay. And finally, in San Diego, a man has been attacked by a raccoon after using it for a breathalyzer test.
What?
CCTV footage shows this drunk guy, right? Okay, so in these big POV vehicles you get in America, there's a breathalyzer test that unlocks the door. So you can't even get in it if you're drunk.
Oh, okay.
In the driver's seat if you're drunk, which is a really clever idea. And he knew that, and there's all this footage of him like trying it, and obviously it's locks, won't work. And then he sees in the bin this raccoon. So he gets the raccoon, right? Don't worry, the raccoon will get his comeuppance, don't worry. And he holds it against the breathalyzer test and squeezes it. I know, squeezes it, door opens. Because you can't just blow air on it, it has to be breath.
Yeah,
he knows the difference.
Yeah.
And the raccoon passes out from all the squeezing, which is horrible, and he thinks it's dead, and he's like really drunk, so he just chucks it in the footwell of the seat next to him, right? And then as he's driving along, the raccoon wakes up and it's like, revenge, and launches onto this man scratches the hell out of him. The guy crashes. The guy's okay, but he just crashes, and the raccoon runs off safe and free.
Wow.
So I know
it's
that's
a lot
not,
to take
I
in
know
that.
That's not the kind of story you meant.
No, that isn't, because what I thought,
know that's exactly what you didn't mean, but I saw it and I was like, I need to incorporate this somehow into the show.
This basically, this idea of weird news is just the easiest way to get free content, isn't it?
I know. Yeah.
You bring a story and I just poke fun
it's
at it.
It's brilliant.
But this, like, first of all, like, as a drunk man, I would never, ever think to go and grab some... that's very good thinking, isn't it?
I'd grab a raccoon and use that breath.
I don't think I've ever been that clever when I'm drunk.
It's smart. It's cruel and evil and horrible because he literally just played this raccoon like a bagpipe.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't need to squeeze him so much. Couldn't he have simply just put the raccoon, you know?
I think it has to be like a proper... have you ever done a breathalyzer test?
Once.
It's like a proper...
Have you done a breathalyzer test?
Well, my friend used to have one at the pub.
Okay, I have to say, when I did a breathalyzer test, this was in my own home.
Yeah.
My dad's got what? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I wasn't on the side of a road with a couple of coppers.
No, not at all.
No.
Although, actually, I was in a car recently where someone had it. They were driving and they got breathalyzed. They weren't drunk. They were completely sober.
Right, okay.
She doesn't even drink.
Well, let me hear the story, please.
Well, we were driving down through Douglas in the Isle of Man.
Very nice.
And lovely Sarah, I'd say. Oh, God, late 30s, mm-hmm. early 40s. She'd pick me up. She's just a friend of the groom, who's a good friend of mine. Don't know her, but she's a kind Christian lady who picked me up from the airport, drove me right across, was giving me a tour around the island, because it doesn't take long, does it?
Of course not.
And she was kind of wavering a little in the road because she kept pointing things out to me.
Right.
And we got straight away pulled over by the police, and they're like, can you get out of the car, madam? We need to breathalyze you. You were wavering all over the place. And I was just sitting there laughing my head off.
You can't just... She must have been panicking.
Oh, so funny. But, like, then it was fine and they realised it was all okay and they're, like, to me, like, oh, so, how long are you down here for? Da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, really?
And I was like, nah, hi, guys. I'm only here for the weekend. And they're like, oh, that's
attractive
a shame.
Police officers?
It'll do.
Okay. What was her reaction? Like, I would absolutely...
She was really embarrassed, but also found it really funny. And then we were like, oh, the police clearly have nothing better to do in Douglas in the Isle of Man.
Of course they don't.
No.
That's a
what she should have done
copper.
Is grab a raccoon and squeeze it into the thing until it passes out. And then later it'd be like, yeah, revenge, and scratch her eyes out.
Why did the bloke decide to put it in the footwell of his own car?
I think he just kind of chucked it. Maybe he thought he'd eat it. I don't know.
Why can't he just chuck it back into the woods?
I don't know, Sam. I'm not Jesus.
No, look, I know you're not the bloke in question here. You right. don't have an RV. A big motorhome. Mm-hmm. You are not in America, and also you're not male.
All of that is pretty true.
Well, obviously the male thing is, yeah.
Nobody knows.
To debate.
Is she? Isn't she?
Yeah, and at the end of the day, Luce, it really doesn't matter because what in life does?
As long as I'm happy, doesn't matter what's in.
So,
I'm completely lost.
What were you about to say? As long as you're happy, it doesn't matter.
What's in my pants?
For God's sake.
I'm sorry. I think I need a glass of water and a lie down.
Well, we haven't got long now.
And finally.
Well, I'm going to... This, I don't have, right, too much kind of information about this story. It's just something I've seen online this week.
Oh, have you got a good one? Is it as good as the raccoon story?
It comes with audio.
Oh, no, you've done proper radio, mate.
Yeah, because...
Don't do this to me.
This is something that surfaced this week on, I guess, like Reddit or somewhere like that. You know, one of these sites.
Yeah.
And it has been billed as the best prank call ever.
Oh.
So I'm going to set the scene.
Shucks.
Yes. This is what this feature can be become. We just basically show and tell things that we've seen over the week.
Like
and we
the raccoon story.
Yeah. If you see something... I know you go on Unilad a lot, don't you?
I love it.
You love Unilad.
Well, love it.
And Lad Bible.
Lad Bible. Lad, lad, lad.
You love those sites. So if you see anything on there, you bring it to this part of the show.
My life is just one lads on tour life.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Lads together forever. Is that the kind of thing lads say?
No, they don't.
It's a bit gay
go,
for lads.
Ooh, 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 rugby!
What's the thing they always shout? Oggy, oggy, oggy! Oi, oi, oi!
Colo, colo, colo!
Na, 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 na. Shit. Na, 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 na.
No.
You've not heard that one?
Never heard that. That is awful. This is...
Want to play the audio?
No, no. I need to set it up. I don't know how we've quite got there, but something I saw this week, the best prank call ever, as I say.
Yes.
Done by some blokes in Australia. What they do, take one iPhone and call one number, and then take another iPhone and call another number. You then put those two iPhones right next to each other, like some kind of mobile 69.
Oh my God, that's such a good idea.
And this is the result.
Hello, who's that?
Who's this? You call me.
No, you call me.
No, you call me.
No, someone's called me. I'm just on the parlour number.
No, you called me on the parlour number, mate. Who are you?
No, we might have another number.
What?
There you go. The best prank call ever. Lucy, that could not be ignored.
Oh my God, that escalated so quickly.
It did, didn't it?
Oh my God.
I wonder if the people behind that, I don't know, I should shout them out, but I don't know who it is. I would if they just...
Yeah, sorry. You are great.
We've just
you
nicked
are.
Your
you
content.
You are absolute geniuses.
Very clever, that.
We'll find the name out and say it next week, because that is proper good idea.
It's a brilliant idea.
Because it's so good.
I don't know if we could recreate it in some way, somehow. Maybe
we
one
need
day.
To think of our own version.
We've got two. We have got two phone lines. There must be something we can do with it.
Definitely.
We'll have a think.
Brilliant.
But that we could not ignore.
I can't believe how quickly it escalated.
Well, I think they picked so two angry. Really angry men.
Yeah.
So if that was me, right? If I was setting that call up, I would know to pick my dad.
Mm.
And then probably
and I'd pick my dad.
Right. And maybe we should do that then. Maybe that's exactly what we do.
We should call our dads. Oh, my dad would be so angry.
Would he?
Yeah. Actually, maybe not my dad. Maybe my brother.
Okay, but is he an angry man?
No. My dad's too angry a man. When we once, a long time ago, called my father on this station and you proposed... You basically... Sam left a voicemail asking for my hand in marriage to my dad.
But not as me, as your boyfriend. I pretended
as
to be Ben.
As my boyfriend, because he hadn't met my ex at that point. And my dad, when he realised it was a prank, was so mad at me.
Really?
It wasn't worth the hassle.
No, but surely he was glad it was a prank in the end.
Yeah.
Or did he really want to hand you over?
No. I think he was just angry. He was like, don't use family as a joke.
Really?
And my mum was really laughing.
So she's all the money side.
Mum was like, oh, call me next time. I'm like, no, mum, that kind of defeats the point.
It doesn't work if she's actively encouraging
it. Call me.
So your mum wants to call on the radio show, does she?
No, I don't think so. I just think she likes the idea of being punked.
Oh, does she? Is that what she said? I love that Ashton Kutcher bloke. I wish I could get punked. Incidentally, Ashton Kutcher's who I dressed as today, if you noticed. I mean, that's not one for anyone but Lucy, really, because you can't see what I'm wearing.
It's a visual gag, but that's a really good visual gag.
You like that?
Oh, that's funny.
Lucy, can we have your second story? What have you got for me?
Oh, it's such an anticlimax now. I can't believe this is what I'm ending on. So a man has broken the world record for eating the most Big Macs in the shortest amount of time.
I've heard about this.
Matt Stoney from the USA, obviously, ate 25 Big Macs in 22 minutes. That's 13,250 calories. That's insane.
And he's not that big, from what I've seen. He's a skinny,
quite young. Like, he looks like maybe a couple of years older than us, max.
Okay.
Skinny little thing, smaller than me. He's tiny.
How's he done it? Has he said, like, what's his recipe for success?
No, he hasn't really said anything. But his eating technique, he does eat that. He has lots and lots of water, because I watched the video of him
Does he dip it? I've seen people dip hot dogs into water just to make it that much easier.
He has loads and loads of glasses of water that he just drinks.
Right.
Loads and loads. And he eats it in a really gross way. He kind of goes around the edge.
Right.
And then he eats the middle in, like, three big bites. So maybe it's something like, because you know the edges can be dry, because all the stuff doesn't get quite to the edge.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he's just like, I'll get the dry stuff done, bit of water. Middle, dry stuff done, water. He did 25 in 22 minutes. That's insane.
Do we know where he did it? I know he was in America, but was he like put up to it, or was it just like a... Because this is the thing
now.
Well,
he does it. He's done lots of challenges in the past. Like, he won, say, 11,000 calories worth of pasta in 6 minutes or something.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Mm.
Like, what is the point, though? I don't see what he's trying to prove.
No, I don't really understand this kind of thing. Although I did once enter a chicken nugget eating competition.
Right, okay, well... This feature was actually supposed to be just about the weird news, but... I can't believe that has never come up on the show before. If this feature just gets little gems out of you like that, like the time that you entered Miss Chicken Nugget. What was it called?
No, it wasn't like...
Little Miss Chicken Nuggets.
It wasn't gender specific.
Okay.
When I won.
Right, so where was this held at?
It was in year six.
Okay,
it's
a school thing.
So how old am I then? No, it's just that's just how old I was.
Okay, year six, you are 10 going on 11.
And it was at, you used to go to those like after school clubs?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like,
but like ones that like, okay, so basically there's a big soft play area near us called Boomerang. Shout out to Boomerang. There's loads. There's like the Essex ones, Go Bananas. There's loads of them. And we used to go there after
school. Like a wacky warehouse.
Yeah. Okay. All that kind of stuff. But they used to run after school clubs for people with parents who worked. And like a group of us would go there and there'd always be like the kooky people that worked there. They're like, I'm down with the kids. I'm playing. Yes. It doesn't matter if you're 3 or 13. I'm still cool. And it was on those guys, and he like arranged an activity every Friday, and he did a chicken nugget eating competition.
Okay, where were the nuggets from?
I don't know. I mean, it was from one of these. You know, they have their little restaurants.
Yeah, so they weren't McDonald's. They were just generic.
No, these are just generic.
Bird's Eye, probably.
I'm assuming, if we're lucky.
Okay.
I think Tesco's Bird's Eye is going to be. Yeah, definitely. Mass-produced, kind of not very nice nuggets. And all my friends, and there was loads and loads of kids there, obviously from different schools and everything. And my friends are like, oh no, I'm not entering, that sounds scary. And I'm like, sounds brilliant, free nugs, brilliant.
Perfect, what a way to start your weekend.
Well, I thought, I'll go over, just eat some nugs, go, oh, I'm full now, and leave. That's not what happened, mate. Because when I sat down at that table with my bowl of nugs, right, it overcame me. And now I understand why this Stevie guy ate 25 Big Macs in 22 minutes. Because he'd be like, no, I just want a couple of Big Macs. No. Once there's a contest in your mind, and there was this little girl next to me. Honestly, she must have been about 5.
And how old were you?
I would have been like 11. And then there was a girl on my right who was like a teenager.
Okay.
Like, I thought at the time, I was like, you look about 40. He was probably like,
yeah,
13.
That always happens, isn't it?
Yeah, and there was a group I saw at this table, and it was like, right, just eat as many as you can in 5 minutes. Five minutes. Can you imagine how many nuggets I can put away in 5 minutes, even at the age of 11? And basically, I was just going, just constant, like, boom, 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 eat. People were dropping like flies, so I was taking their nuggets because I was running out of mine. I like that little girl. She was out of it. Take all her nugs. She only got like 4 down her. Pathetic. Just kept knocking him back. In the end, it was just me and this like big lad who I think is like 18 or something. And then I was just kept going. And he was like, I can't do any more. And the kooky guy was like, we have our champion.
And what did you win?
Lucy's won. And I just kept eating the nuggets. And I was like, I'll have some more.
You want to set a record?
Did you have sauce? I was using ketchup, yeah.
Right, okay.
And I think, I can't remember the number, which frustrates me to this day, but I remember it being, I think in my head, 80 is the number I've got in my head.
Okay.
So it's going to be round about that ballpark area.
80.
It's disgusting.
I think, right.
For a child, that's particularly disgusting. Now, I honestly think I'd get 1,000 done in 5 minutes.
We don't have really the cooking facilities for nugs here, do we? But
is
perhaps...
Is there an oven in the little kitchen down the road?
Nah, it's just, you could cook them at home.
Unless, like, someone came and delivered.
Well, why don't you know, you put the chicken nuggets in your oven at home, yeah, stick them in a Tupperware, and we'll just heat them up.
Because I do think I could eat 1,000 in 5 minutes.
We'll give it a test.
I definitely think I could do that.
This time next week, because that is it, Lucy. We are done. The show that should never really have happened, because you're in such a bad way and I'm absolutely fine.
I'm all right. I'm fine. I've been a hoot.
Right, good. I don't think
great.
You have.
I think you're horrible to me.
That's not true. Look, I'm nice all the time. Anyway.
I don't think I want to go for food with you now.
No, we're going to give it a go.
Oh, God.
So hopefully you're paying.
Dark room, we fight, make up for our love. I've been thinking about you, about us. A
beat.